Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs. Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right?
Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on. Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
On the Paychex Business Series podcast, Gene Marks talks with business owners and experts about today's top issues, business innovation, and the road to recovery from guests like Rich Rowell of Facebook, Meredith Schmidt of Salesforce, and more. Listen and subscribe at Paychex.com/business series.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not da-da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Kimberly Cantoni DeRoma. She was a former cheerleader for the NFL's New York Jets. We're going to talk to her about her time as a cheerleader with the Jets and more. Kimberly is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The Name Your Price tool. The neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fine, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap.
And now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Babue, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch
history,
to Progressive history. Today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At his tone.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh my gosh, you look so cute. How do you know him?
Boy, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019. You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Escaping from the local pound, I'm here with Monster Mutt Rottweiler's Corey Snyder. Corey, so far you have two shows under your belt here in Cleveland. Tell us, what are you looking forward to in today's competition?
I'm looking forward to tearing it up and stepping it up a notch. We had a great season so far, and last night we kind of had our little ups and downs, both me and my teammate. We stayed up all night. The crew worked their tails off to get the trucks, both the trucks, 100%. And we're going to go out there and let the dog loose today.
I can see here your fans are so excited to see you compete in this afternoon's competition. Tell us, what does it mean to you to drive the Monster Mutt Rottweiler car?
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That voice that you heard is the guest that we have on the program. We want to welcome to the program a lady who served not only as a cheerleader for the New York Jets, but we're also going to ask her about the audio that you just heard in her current career that she has as a host of doing Monster Jam. We want to welcome to the program Kimberly Cantoni DeRoma. Hello, Kimberly. How's everything?
Hi, Ed. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
You're welcome. Thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. As I was telling the audience earlier, you were a former cheerleader for the premier franchises in the NFL, the New York Jets. Before we go into detail about your time with the Jets, how did you get involved in the world of cheerleading?
So I've been a dancer and cheerleader my whole life, ever since I was 3 years old. And actually, it's funny enough, I wanted to dance on Broadway. Being from New York City, that was my inspiration, and I wanted to entertain people. I wanted to get in front of a large group of people and just entertain and perform. And a friend of mine actually was a Jets flight crew cheerleader. She was about to retire, and she recommended me to go to the audition in 2012. She said, I think you'd be a great fit for this. I think you should just go out and try it. And I never really thought about a career in professional dance within the sporting world. And I'm so glad I took a chance and went to the audition. I actually did not make the team in 2012. I made it to the semifinal round. And instead of, you know, being down on myself for not making the team, I turned it into a positive. I was so excited about just making it that far. I was so proud of myself for making it that far in professional dance and cheer in the sporting world. So I took what I learned from that experience, came back the following year, made the team, and was a part of the team for 5 seasons.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And I guess what you went through is definitely a testament to perseverance and never giving up. So, you know, when you have a setback or whatever, setback is always a preparation for a comeback. So you definitely had that comeback story, and you served and you were a member of the cheerleading squad for 5 seasons. Before we get more into detail of the ins and outs of what it's like being an NFL cheerleader, can you just tell me what the audition process was like? Like how many dancers, if you could recall, like just what the atmosphere was like, how competitive it was, and how many ladies were auditioning to be a New York Jets cheerleader?
Sure. So when I auditioned, there was about 200 hopefuls that went to that first round. There's a total of 4 rounds of competition for the New York Jets, but every team is different in how they go about their auditions. But for us, we had 4 rounds. We had a preliminary round where the first round you would do any kind of choreography. It was like a freestyle round. You would dance for 90 seconds, which is about a minute and a half, just so the judges can see your dance technique, can see your showmanship. And then from there, if you make that cut, then you go on to the semifinal round where you learn 8 counts of 8 of choreography as well as their signature kick line. If you make it to that round, then you go to the finals, which includes a one-on-one interview with the coach, and then the final round where you perform a 90-second solo of the style of your choice, and then you also would be doing that routine that you learned at the semifinal round as well as the kick line with the competing veterans that are coming back to get their spots back. So even as a veteran, you have to re-audition every single year. And, I mean, it can be intense, you know, especially being a returning veteran, your spot's on the line, you know, you have to be better than you were the year before. So there's always that pressure of outperforming yourself. And I think it's really the competition within yourself to do better than you did the year before.
Well, it seems like it's an intense thing. I want to ask you just what was more intense, the audition or preparing for routines on a Sunday?
Ooh, I would say the audition process is more intense because at least when you're preparing for a game, you're on the team, you know what the deal is, you kind of know how the routine works, and you only practice a certain amount of routines for the game. You pretty much know going into the game what you're going to do out on the field. So I would say it's more intense for the audition process, especially being a returning veteran, because you have to, especially when it comes to that solo, you're trying to outdo yourself. I don't know for myself, I've always tried to one-up my solos every single year.
Okay, sweet. So now let's get more into detail about what you did during your time as a cheerleader with the New York Jets. You're a member of the New York Jets flight crew. Now, just kind of, can you just tell the listeners just about what a week was like, just in terms of, you could say maybe Monday was choreography or maybe working out or whatever. So just kind of give the audience an insight on what a typical week was like, what you did as a member of the New York Jets flight crew.
Sure. So usually we practice 3 times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So normally our Mondays and Wednesdays were in the studio. So we would learn new routines that day. We would clean routines. We would perfect our choreography. And we would do a lot of strength and conditioning training as well on those days. On Thursdays, we would go to Florham Park, which is where the Jets facility is, and we would have field practice. So that's where we would stage our game performances. We would set our line marks, and that also included our pregame routines if we had a halftime routine. So that's kind of like where we would have our dress rehearsal and set the stage for the games, which usually for the Jets, we always would play on Sundays. And any time off in between, we would use it to do extra practices. We would work out on those days, or we would have appearances on those days on behalf of the New York Jets.
Okay, sweet. So now as far as with music is concerned, like in terms of music selection for game day, did the cheerleaders have a say-so in that, or was there a team DJ, like an official DJ, to kind of work those details out with you? But with you and the rest of the squad.
So mainly our coach decided what all the music would be, but she did work with the Jets organization. If there was a certain type of night, like if it was like rock out night, we would do all kinds of rock music throughout the games. So usually she would work with somebody to kind of do all the editing and put the music together, but our coach was fully in control of the music selection for us.
Okay, let's stay with more of what during your time as a member of the New York Jets flight crew. Tell everybody just what the game day experience is like, because, pre-COVID, we know that, NFL fans are very raucous, and we know that home games are just, the fever pitch is just phenomenal. So just kind of just describe to the audience what a game day experience was like during your time as being a cheerleader.
It was a long day, but it was one of the most rewarding times of my life. So for us, the cheerleaders, we would have to get there 3.5 hours before the game even started for rehearsal time. So let's say the Jets were playing a 1 o'clock game. We would be at the stadium by 7 a.m., getting our stuff together, going into our locker room, and heading out to the field for a field rehearsal. We would be on the field. So usually we were the first ones on the field before the players or any other special events were out there on the field. We always hit the turf first to practice. So we would be out there for about 1.5 hours to practice, just to solidify our yard lines, make sure the routines look good, and everything is ready for the game. Then we would go back inside to our locker room, and then a small group of us called the show team would have rehearsal. So that's a small group of technically trained dancers that always did a pre-game performance before the game even started. So we would head out to our location, which is like right in front of the MetLife stage. We would have rehearsal as the remainder of the team would just get ready for their pregame appearances. So then after that rehearsal, that would be about 1/2 hour to 40 minutes, depending on how much time we needed for that rehearsal. Then we would come back I would say it's about 10 o'clock now in the morning, and we're getting ready for our appearances. So if you're not on the show team, you would go out and meet the fans, signing autographs, taking pictures with the fans at different locations throughout the stadium. And if you were on the show team, you would go out and do that 20-minute performance for the fans. So I would say that's about at like 11:20 is when all those appearances start to happen. Then we come back and get ready for the game once those appearances are done. So then once we're ready for the game, we're in uniform. We're about to go out to do our pregame performance. We have one more moment in the locker room where we just kind of go through the motions. We just mark through all the routines. You know, there's no talking during that point. We just listen to the music, kind of visualize ourselves on the field performing. And then we huddle up. We have like a powwow. After that, we are sent off by our coach. She wishes us good luck. And then she walks us down to Tunnel D and gets us set up to enter this field for our pregame performance. And that's right before kickoff. And then we're out there on the field until halftime. We come in at halftime. We freshen up a bit. We get some water in our systems, hydrate. And then we're back out there on the field right before the third quarter starts. And we're out there performing for the fans until the game is over. So it's a long day, but it's a very rewarding day.
It sounded like a long day, but like you said, it is very rewarding. And again, people see the actual, just the performance, but the way you gave the steps and the way you described it from arriving at the stadium very early. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's just going through all of the motions and to just put together a show for a Sunday, man. That's very impressive. People just don't realize what goes on with the ins and outs, just the daily grind. Just on game day alone like you said, it's long, but it was very rewarding that you did an awesome job in doing that. Let's stay more with just the NFL in general. I know that Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they set the precedent for NFL cheerleading squads, but we know about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. There's the Raider Rets. There's also the New Orleans Saints. They have their cheerleaders, the Saints-Sations. Also, you can talk about some other cheerleading squads with the Philadelphia Eagles, also the Minnesota Vikings and things of that nature. What do you think, in your opinion, how did the Jets flight crew set themselves apart from those other cheerleading squads?
Well, I think being from New York City, we have that edge that the other teams don't have. You know, we have the access to Broadway that's right there. And because we are in New York City, just like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, we have performers that come from all over the world to audition for us. Just to say that you've danced in New York City, to be a part of a team that's within New York City. You know, they're not coming for the Jets record, unfortunately. We wish that the team was hopefully stronger, and we hope that they have a great season going into the fall this year. But just to be a part of a team that practices in New York City, that's in the heartbeat, you know, to say that you're a professional dancer in the NFL is a huge accomplishment, but to say that you can dance here in New York City is another accomplishment within itself.
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, just the competitiveness in New York. They say if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And definitely you are in the backdrop of Broadway and Midtown. You know, East Rutherford's right across the Hudson River from Midtown Manhattan. Let's stay with the stadium for a moment where the Jets currently play at. Now, you had the opportunity to perform at MetLife Stadium. Did you have an opportunity to perform when it was Giant Stadium?
No, I did not. But the time I made the team in 2013, they had been at MetLife for a couple of years. So I just missed it. But it's been great to be able to experience it at MetLife Stadium, 80,000 fans cheering for the New York Jets. And they're all loyal fans, too. You know, I've been a fan my whole life as well. My father was a diehard Jets fan, and I remember watching the games with him every Sunday on the couch. And I even have a picture of myself. I believe I'm like 1 year old in a cheerleading form. So just to kind of fast forward, you know, 26 years from then, being a flight crew cheerleader for 5 years, it was definitely a dream come true for our whole family.
You know, the NFL prides itself on family, and we know there are some pretty good owners in the National Football League. You have the Hunt family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, you have Gail Benson, who is the sole owner of the New Orleans Saints. Of course, there's Jerry Jones, who is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. But we know that the owners of the team are the Johnson brothers. You know, and did you have any connection with the Johnsons during your time with the Jets?
We did get to meet with Woody Johnson and his wife, Suzanne, a couple of times. They either stopped by our rehearsals just to say hello, or they were at appearances and we got to chat with them. They are so supportive of the Jets flight crew and really have been really hands-on with our coach, you know, in terms of our uniforms and kind of just what our overall brand is. So they've been very supportive of the Jets flight crew, and we're very thankful for that.
And speaking of being very thankful, just not too long ago, the biggest game in the world took place in the New York City metropolitan area at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, which was Super Bowl 48 between the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, because we know the Seahawks won that game. But just kind of tell me, did you and when you during your time as a member of the flight crew, did you have an opportunity to take part in any of the Super Bowl festivities during that week in the New York, New Jersey area?
Absolutely, I did. I actually was a rookie that season. So what a cool experience to end my rookie season at Super Bowl 48. I made a couple of appearances within the New York, New Jersey area on behalf of the team for the Super Bowl, and actually was at the stadium and actually got to watch the Super Bowl live in the stadium. Got to see Bruno Mars rock it out during the halftime show. So it was such a cool experience to be a part of. And what's really cool is not many people can say this, but I started my career with the Super Bowl and ended my career as the Pro Bowl representative at the 2018 Pro Bowl. So I've been pretty fortunate. I've had a really great experience with the NFL.
So while you definitely have. I want to stay with your Pro Bowl experience. I know the Pro Bowl is a completely different atmosphere from the Super Bowl. We know the Super Bowl, there's so much hype and the world is watching. I mean, it's been a global event for so many years now, but the Pro Bowl is more laid back. It's more of a family friendly atmosphere. Just kind of tell me what your Pro Bowl experience was like.
Oh, it was life changing. That is like the best way I can describe it. It was absolutely life changing. You know, for me, being a cheerleader for 5 seasons, I knew this was going to be my last season because I suffered a knee injury several years ago. I tore my ACL meniscus, and now I have arthritis. So because of that, I was forced to retire. So to be able to end my career at the Pro Bowl, dancing with 25 other amazing women from all over the league, it was such a dream come true. And to be a part of that experience where when you go to the Pro Bowl, you are considered the best of the best. This is like the all-stars. And for cheerleaders, only one representative from each team gets to go, whereas like with the players, each team can send more than one representative. There's only one of us from the cheerleading squad. So it's definitely a huge honor just to be selected to go. And then when you're there and you get to – you kind of feel like royalty. You know, you have fans from all over the world come, and there are fans that you didn't even realize were huge Jets fans, and they have your picture and they want your autograph. It's such a cool experience, and to be able to share that with those 25 other women was really, and we're still sisters now. We actually still talk to this day. So it was such a life-changing experience and the best way to culminate my entire dance career.
Yeah, that was a great honor that you achieved right there. Congratulations on that. I want to get back to just the whole Super Bowl weekend that took place in the New York, New Jersey area. I know whenever there's preparations for a Super Bowl halftime show, and you mentioned that you had a chance to see Bruno Mars and things of that nature. And I don't know, because of contractual obligations, you may not be able to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Was the flight crew contacted in regards to maybe being involved in the Super Bowl halftime show, or were the Giants, because they're the other team in the area, were you guys contacted in regards to having a possible input in the halftime show that year?
So because we were the host team, we had so many other appearances that I'm not even sure if that was something that even would have come up, to be honest. We were like kind of all over the stadium, and a lot of the girls were either in New York City or other places in New Jersey at different Jets locations promoting the team and the Super Bowl. So we had so many other contractual obligations that that was something that hasn't come up. So that I'm not sure, but that would have been a really cool experience.
I want to stay with that, just the New York City metropolitan area for a moment. Just New York City alone, the five boroughs, Long Island, upstate New York, and, of course, northern and central Jersey. It's not just sports heavy, but it's also just entertainment heavy in general. What was I curious? Okay. I just know it's very heavy in that area. So I just want to know, you mentioned about appearances in both during that week in New York and New Jersey. Are there any differences between the fans? I know the proximity is very close, but are there any differences in the fans, or is basically the fashion still the same?
Oh, the fashion is still the same. We still bleed green and white, absolutely. You know, that's what's been amazing, being an NFL cheerleader, is just meeting so many fans, especially within those areas. I feel like in these areas, you're very, very strong, either New York Giants or very, very strong New York Jets, no matter how this season is going. So whether it's in New York or in New Jersey, the fans, they're so strong and they're so loyal to the green and white.
Great, great. I know they are very loyal. And speaking of loyalty, I'm going to play a little something real quick. So here it is. Yeah, that's the infamous chant right there from those New York Jets fans, as you mentioned, Kimberly, very diehard. And speaking of which, did you ever have a chance to meet Fireman Ed?
So I never got a chance to meet him in person, but I remember seeing him in the stands every single game. You can't help but smile every time you see him. Just the energy that he exudes, it gets the crowd going, even if the Jets are losing, he still manages a way to rally up the fans. So it was always amazing to see him in the crowd.
Awesome, awesome. Now, we know that you mentioned about the preparation and what it takes to be an NFL cheerleader, but another thing that comes up as being an NFL cheerleader is pay. I don't want to get too deep into what went on with contractually during that period of time, but during your time as a member of the flight crew, were you paid substantially well during your time with the Jets?
Yes, I was. So I wasn't on the team when all that legal issues came about, but I can tell you that when I was on the team, that I definitely got paid for rehearsals, appearances, games, anything that I was a part of. So the Jets definitely treated us very well while I was on the team.
That's always interesting, because I know there's been stories for a long time about NFL cheerleaders not being properly compensated, and you know, it's just a whole bunch of horror stories, but it's a blessing that you were able to be compensated for your time, as you mentioned to the audience about with appearances and things of that nature. So, Sweet, so I know the Jets had a tough year this year, but moving forward, what do you think the answers need to be to get the Jets back on track?
Either Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. I think that, you know, serious note, besides trying to draft a really good draft pick this year, I think for the New York Jets, they need to clean house. I think it was the right move to remove Adam Gase. And I think, you know, it's funny. I think the biggest question is Sam Darnold the answer? For me, I feel like he's not. And I don't even know if giving him competition is enough to light the fire under him. You know, he's been with the team for 3 years and he just hasn't gotten it done. And I feel like as Jets fans, we're tired of just sitting on the sidelines and waiting to make it to the playoffs. Look at the Cleveland Browns. They had an amazing win last night. I'm so happy for them and Baker Mayfield and just the whole city of Cleveland. So I'm hoping that we can be like them going into this season. I think the Jets just need to be smart about who they draft. I think Joe Douglas needs to be smart about who he brings on as a head coach. Hopefully can help us get a winning season under our belts.
All right, sweet. And then that's, again, that's Kimberly Cantoni DeRoma, former cheerleader, is a member of the New York Jets flight crew. Now, Kimberly, since you've left the NFL, you've transitioned very nicely into a variety of doing different things. You are, there was a clip that I played earlier. You are the host for Monster Jam. And I know Monster Jam has been popular for a long time, dealing with monster trucks and things of that nature. Just tell people, tell the audience out there what you do as in your involvement with Monster Jam.
Sure. So with Monster Jam, I am one of the hosts. So I usually co-host with another person. So it's either a team of two or three people because the arenas and stadiums are so big. You need more than one person to cover everything. And what I do is a plethora of things. I do play-by-play, commentary, color commentary during the competitions. I go out onto the track and do driver interviews either before, during, or after the show. And I also get to do fan interaction as well. I get to do either games with the fans that are there. We always get to do some kind of trivia where they win a prize. So I definitely have a wide range of roles as a Monster Jam host. But it's just like being an NFL cheerleader. It's so rewarding because I get to entertain the fans that are there and just be a part of that experience with them. And let me tell you, just as I thought the New York Jets fans were loyal, the Monster Jam fans are just as loyal. They love this sport. They love coming out here and cheering on their favorite Monster Jam trucks. And it's really, it's such a cool experience to be a part of.
Is the travel pretty intense for Monster Jam, or is it pretty steady like during your days in the NFL?
So for this one, I actually get to travel all over the country, where with the Jets, we only cheered at home games. So with Monster Jam, it's pretty cool because I get to go to a new city every weekend, which is pretty awesome. So usually we travel out on the Thursday. We have our shows over the weekend, and then we travel back home on Monday. So it can be intense, but I absolutely love it. And just the fact that I get to travel and see the country, not as much right now, unfortunately, but, you know, in the height of being with Monster Jam, it was really cool to be able to travel.
All right, and then again, Kimberly, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Again, where can people find you on social media? And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Ed. It was such a pleasure to chat with you this morning. You can find me on social media on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Kimberly Cantoni, and on my website, KimberlyCantoni.com.
You heard it from her. She's Kimberly Cantoni. She had spent a lot of time, spent five seasons as a member of the New York Jets flight crew, the cheerleading team. She had rewarding experiences as a cheerleader in the National Football League and doing great things with Monster Jam and also some other things that she's doing. Check her out on the website and social media. Kimberly, again, thank you. And if you ever want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Ed.
All right, thank you. Have a great one, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Escaping from the local pound, I'm here with Monster Mutt Rottweiler's Corey Snyder. Corey, so far you have two shows under your belt here in Cleveland. Tell us, what are you looking forward to in today's competition?
I'm looking forward to tearing it up and stepping it up a notch. We had a great season so far, and last night we kind of had a little ups and downs, both me and my teammate. We stayed up all night. The crew work their tails off to get the trucks, both the trucks, 100%. And we're going to go out there and let the dog loose today.
I can see here your fans are so excited to see you compete in this afternoon's competition. Tell us what...
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just... squeeze by here.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth.
Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The Name Your Price tool, the neighbor who baked you banana bread, only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
35 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again. That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The Name Your Price tool. The neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool. And you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Kimberly Cantone DeRoma. Check her out at www.kimberlycantone.com. Also, check her out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Kimberly Cantone. Again, I'm Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.